3, 2, 1. Happy.
No, we already did this one.
Yeah, I guess
we already did this bit.
And this is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we snake around and rat our way into the new year.
Quit horsing around.
Oh my gosh.
I'm tigered of your jokes.
I'm John Began.
I'm Nick Wood. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
That's good. Did you know that the Chinese New Year is coming up this Saturday as of when this episode's released?
January, I didn't know that 25th. It was this Saturday. You didn't tell me that.
It is this Saturday. And I know what you're thinking, John. Why don't they celebrate with the rest of us? How dare you say that, you uncultured swine?
Oh my, I didn't even
There are a ton of rich cultures out there.
That wasn't even an original thought.
If you could just, like, you could stand to learn a lot about these other cultures.
You made me think that.
Second of all, it's because the traditional Chinese calendar is based on a lunar calendar, which we did an episode on different types of calendars a long time ago. And that means...
It's lunacy.
Hang on. You hear this? That's me slapping my knee.
Oh, wow. Is it okay?
It's a knee slap.
You slapped it pretty hard. That was a good joke.
I had to make sure it picked up on the microphone. So, since they're on a lunar calendar, their new year usually falls somewhere between mid-January and mid-February.
Right. Between the year before and the year after.
Yeah.
That's where it falls
between. I mean, that's technically true. I can't argue.
Before 2 years from now.
So, with the new year coming up, the new Chinese new year coming up, that means we have a new zodiac symbol. And we've talked a little bit about astrology and the zodiac before, how certain months are supposed to dictate your personality because they're tied to certain constellations. I'm a Leo. You're a...
Aries. You remembered. Wow. So is that podcast chemistry.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. It's just like, I remember so much about you. But...
What's my social?
I shouldn't say it on
What do
here.
We have next? Yeah.
But with the Chinese zodiac, depending on which year you are born dictates which animal represents you and subsequently your personality. Do you know which animal you are, even though I told you before we started recording?
Let me think about it. I forget.
I can...
Is this start...
I can feel you trying to come up with
What letter does it start with?
Snake.
I'm the snake.
You're a snake.
Yeah.
The snake is snag. Remember that video?
Snake. Yeah.
He has a bunch of other videos where he puts on other stupid hats.
Can I tell you a story about the snake?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know if it has to be on a bonus episode or not.
We'll save it.
Okay. Because I was like not in a normal consciousness. And I was crawling around on my
that's
floor
bonus
like
material.
A snake before that video came out. And it was
oh
good.
My god,
yeah.
We're in a simulation, dude.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm the goat, but more specifically, I'm a yin metal goat, and even more specifically, my outer animal is the yin metal goat. My inner animal is a monkey. My true animal is a horse, and my secret animal is a sneaky snake.
Wow, you don't have to tell me the secret.
I hold nothing from our listeners.
Okay, wow. I'm not telling them my secret animal.
So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Jonathan.
I mean, that kind of correlates to the previous story, but we'll get back to that in a moment.
So there's something that I learned very recently thanks to my wonderful wife and her she was on Reddit and she came across this story and she's like, I don't know if it's true, but apparently there's like this little story that's supposed to help you remember the order in which the animals go in. Mm-hmm. And there's like this huge mythology on how these animals came to represent each month and why they're in the order that they're in.
Did they go across a river?
They do cross a river, yeah. Yep. So the Chinese zodiac follows 12 animals in order: the rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, or ram, or sheep, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. And the story usually goes something like this. I paraphrase from a lot of different sources.
I could tell you what it is. I've listened to a podcast about it once.
Oh, okay. You explained it to me.
Oh, no, they're all going to eat each other. Let's put them in a weird order. That was it.
That's not the story I have.
Was it not?
No. The story that I have is considerably different.
Okay.
The Jade Emperor needed 12 guards for his kingdom. Okay. So he sent word to the animals of the earth that they could join this race, and whoever could cross...
You're not going to get sued. You could say tweets. He sent tweets to all that.
He said, if you can, whoever crosses this river will be my guards, and you'll be ranked based on in which order you arrive. So the rat, and in some stories he's accompanied by a cat, couldn't cross the river by themselves because they aren't good swimmers. So they asked the ox for help, who stupidly agreed. They climbed up on his back, and they're like, oh, we'll cross the line together. But when they got to the other side of the river, the rat jumped off of his head and was the first to cross the finish line, followed by the ox, of course. The cat, in some stories, was like disqualified for being a jerk, or he overslept, and the rat was supposed to wake him up, and he was too excited and forgot. So that's why the cat doesn't have his own ear.
Hmm.
Then there's the big old tiger. He had no problem crossing the river, so he did so with ease after the ox, coming in third. The rabbit, being smart and cunning, was able to jump from stone to stone or log to log and made it just behind the tiger.
Couldn't the rat do that?
He's got short little legs.
Oh.
He's not like Master Splinter.
He's got really dumb little legs, right?
Yeah. Okay. And then the dragon, the mighty beast, would have been able to fly over the river with ease, but being the noble dragon he was, had to go extinguish a nearby fire and came back just in time to come in fifth.
I thought they start fires.
Not this one.
Oh, this one was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Back to this thing about you being uncultured, right? All right. So now what happened next is up for debate. Either the Jade Emperor said the dragon's son could be next in line because he was so noble he stopped this fire, but his son didn't come that day, so they made the snake sixth just because it's like kind of like a dragon. Or the story that I like better is that the horse was in line to cross next in sixth place, but the snake had coiled himself around the horse's hoof, and he jumped off, frightening the horse. So the snake crossed the line, putting him in sixth and the horse in seventh. Then the sheep, monkey, and rooster wouldn't have been able to do it all by themselves, so they all made a raft together to cross the river. And once they got to the other side, they made a mad dash. Goat got there first, followed by the monkey, then the rooster. Then the dog spent too much time playing on the other side of the river and got across it too late, and then putting him in 11th. And then the pig got hungry along the way and stopped to take a bite to eat during the race.
Hmm.
Came in last place. So that makes it easier to remember the order, right? Repeat it back to me. What's the order?
I probably could.
Okay, what's the order of animals?
Rat jumped on ox to get across, and rat jumped off early and got over there. And then the tiger get off around by himself. And then you had the fourth place one.
Yeah.
And then that was the dragon.
No. Damn. It was the rabbit.
Oh, yeah. It was a rabbit, went from stone to stone.
Uh-huh.
Then the dragon.
Uh-huh.
Had to put out a nearby fire. Uh-huh. And then the snake is kind of like a dragon. So he got across there. But the snake was also coiled around the horse's leg and scared the horse and jumped off on his own and got to the other side.
Uh-huh.
Which leads us to the dog, who played for too long and got around.
Nope. Along. You skipped over the goat, monkey, and rooster.
Oh, they made a raft and then the goat and the pig. Or a dog and the pig.
Yeah.
Easy. First, third try.
So,
people loved listening to that part of it.
I know. Absolutely.
Things.
Yeah. Thanks for recapping it all so they could just skip over all that.
And, yeah, good.
Does that, get to that the interesting part.
30-second skip button now that exists.
No. God, I hate those skip buttons because it's 30 seconds forward and 10 seconds back.
Yeah.
I wish it was 15 in both directions like it used to be.
Yeah,
because that's what our theme song is based on.
That's going to be one of those things. Name something that kids our age won't understand.
Well, I asked you to make our theme song, what? Is it 30 seconds or 45 seconds?
45.
So you'd hit the skip button three times.
Yeah, now you got to listen to like, beep, 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 beep.
Or hit the button twice and then rewind two times.
So you have to hear a part of the stupid joke again and then go 30 seconds forward.
It's awful. I hate it. Anyway, enough about bad application changes. The Chinese zodiac. So everything goes in cycles, and the first cycle is 12 years, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You start with the rat, end with the pig, and then the cycle of the animal starts over. So
just
right
like
now,
humans.
Just like humans, every 12 years, we molt.
We grow.
Our skin sheds off.
Yep.
And so right now, we're in the year of a rat. We're starting the cycle over. It's a good time to do this episode.
Nice.
And if you want to know, if it's kind of hard to just like do the math, so I suggest you just like go look up which animal you are if you don't already know, or you can count backwards from this year, 2020, and start with a rat and go backwards and go pig and then dog and so on and so forth.
How many years back each?
The other way you could do it is if you go back 12 years, that's a rat. So that's 2008. You go back 12 years from there, that's 1996.
So we have 12 years of rat.
Well, every 12 years is going to be a rat. So if you want, so if you go back, like, let's say 36 years, but you're 33 years old, then you count three more from there. So then you'd be rat, ox, tiger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way to do it. Or just look it up, because that's the easy way to do it. And depending on which year you were born in, says which animal you were born under, and it says a lot about your personality, like I said. And I found out that there's a lot more that can dictate your personality. But before we get there, let's just say what each animal is supposed to say about you.
No, this is great because I know you probably looked up ours. And the whole point of this podcast was I was tired of Googling stuff about myself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I tricked you into being my personal assistant.
Yeah.
And now you just tell me interesting things about my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to do any work.
Like that you're a snake. Sneaky snake.
Sneaky snake.
And I'm a goat.
Yep.
So the story about the race can also provide a little message about what these animals should say about you. And depending on the story, it might be more involved.
Oh, I love to coil around my friend's legs. Like a little.
I've been trying to get you off my leg for a long time.
Yeah. And then I just jump off and scare you.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh God, where'd you come from?
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot more detailed versions of what an animal can say about you, but I found a pretty succinct list from ChinaHighlights.com. I use them a lot in this episode. They have a lot of information about the Chinese zodiac.
Is that like the highlights in the doctor's office?
Yes, but they're all in Chinese, and I had to do a lot of like babblefish translations back and forth.
Sweet.
And all the word searches are
filled out. What?
I was, not the word searches, the picture find its.
Yeah, the ice buys.
Yeah, whatever they're called. There's probably a name for them. So starting with the rat, if you're a rat...
They're all what? You didn't even finish your joke. They're all what?
Filled in.
Oh, wow. That was worth it.
So the rat means that you snitch on your friends. No, I'm just kidding. It means that you're quick-witted, resourceful, versatile, and kind.
That to all be positive, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And even if it's not, it's like they kind of twist it.
Yeah.
So
it means you eat whatever is around you. You're very resourceful by murdering those for food.
Yeah. Well, like the pig who's just like was like, I don't care about this race. I'm going to go eat. They say that you're diligent, but we'll get there.
All right.
So the ox is also diligent, dependable, strong, determined. Tiger is brave, confident, and competitive. Oh, that's the other thing. One of the stories said that the tiger and the rabbit were really competitive against each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the tiger was just faster and the rabbit had to find a quick way across.
Natural predator enemies in the wild.
Yes.
The tiger and the
I
rabbit.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah. You ever see that tiger, the rabbit attack? Rabbits took down that tiger?
Yeah.
In that video?
It was brutal.
On that website?
It's like that scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yep.
So the rabbit means that you're quiet, elegant, kind, and responsible. The dragon means you're confident, intelligent, and enthusiastic. Snake, hey, this is you, means you're enigmatic, intelligent, and wise.
Mm.
So you're smart enough to coil up around my leg.
Mm-hmm.
A horse means that you're animated, active, and energetic. Goat means you're calm, gentle, and sympathetic. Monkey means you're sharp, smart, and curious. Rooster is observant, hardworking, courageous. The dog is lovely, honest, and prudent. And the pig is compassionate, generous, and diligent.
What's prudent?
It's a name.
Oh.
It means like... Like
this wasn't a trick.
No. I'm trying to think of the way to define it. It's like you set the standard for how to act. Like you're the model.
You have good
citizen.
Moral character.
Yeah.
You're a role model.
That's I think how I would describe it.
Okay.
So there are other pieces about the Chinese zodiac that I didn't know about, and I think that this is incredibly fascinating, such as the yin and yang and the five elements, as well as monthly, daily, and hourly animals. So when you add it, you add the 12 animal cycle to, there's two yin and yang, they swap every other year, and then there's five elements that each element lasts 2 years. That's on a 10-year cycle. You add all that together, it actually creates a 60-year cycle. So this year we have the metal rat, and I have it listed here, and I forget what it is. I think it's like the metal ox is next, and then the water tiger is after the metal ox. So there won't be another metal rat until 2080, another 60 years from now.
I have a question.
Yes.
How long ago was this all started up?
Like ancient China.
Do you think the common age was 60 years old at that time?
You know, maybe. Probably.
Because that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. So I'll break down what all the cycles, like all these yin and yang and the elements mean. So the yin and the yang, like I said, they alternate every other year. And this is going to get a little sexist, but this is what they supposedly mean. The yin is a dark feminine energy, is cold and passive. And the yang is a light masculine energy that's hot and aggressive. Take that for what you will. So yin falls on odd years and yang falls on even years. So every animal will always land, like the ones, since it's on a 12-year cycle, mm-hmm. there are six animals that will always be yin and six animals that will always be yang. So the rat, tiger, dragon, horse, monkey, and dog will always be yang. And then the ox, rabbit, snake, goat, rooster, and pig will be yin. And then there's five elements. These go in the 2-year cycles, creating a 10-year cycle. So each element will go 2 years. And then after all five have a turn, then it starts over. And it starts with metal. So for the first 2 years, this is...
the year of the metal rat-a-tat.
Yeah.
Metallic rat-a-tat.
Yeah, have you just seen my shorts or whatever Youngster Joey says about things? So this is easy to remember because
Youngster Joey.
any birth year ending in 0 or 1 is going to be a metal element.
Sick.
The next 2 years is water, so any year ending in 2 or 3 is water. And then birth years ending in 4 or 5 is wood, which I wish I had.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Not even my daughter has that.
Yeah.
Because birth years ending in 6 or 7 is fire. And then,
was she close though?
Yeah. Because she's a 6, which is fire. A 5 would have been a wood. And then birth years ending in 8 or 9 is the earth element. And each element, of course, comes with its own characteristics. So metal, it also comes with a heavenly creature. So metal comes with a tiger. It represents righteousness and determination. Water comes with a black tortoise, which represents wisdom. A bit of cleverness and mental strength.
So next year we're going to have like the ultimate tiger because we're going to have a metal tiger, tiger, tiger.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have like God tiger and the sun tiger.
That's 2 years from now, yeah.
Okay.
And then wood comes with a blue eyes white dragon. No, sorry, I misread that. Azure dragon represents benevolence, creativity, and luxury. Fire comes with a vermilion bird, represents passion, propriety, and enthusiasm. Earth comes with a yellow dragon, represents honesty, security, and stability. And there are some animals that have like a fixed element. So if this, I guess that'll come up a little bit later, but if some animals line up to certain elements better than others, so if you're born under the year of a dragon and it also happens to be an earth year, so one ending in an 8 or a 9, your dragon energy is going to be like exceptionally strong.
That's me.
Is it?
89.
Well, you're a snake though.
Yeah, so. But I got both of them, 8 and 9. Dude. Well, my dragon energy is unreal.
You're not a dragon. You're a snake.
But if I ended at 8 or 9.
What I'm saying is if you were a dragon and you were born in a year ending in 8 or 9, it would be strong.
Do you need me to explain this to you?
So a metal works well with a monkey and a rooster. Water works well with a rat or a pig. Mm-hmm. Wood works with a tiger or a rabbit. Fire works with a snake or a horse. If you're a fire snake, then you would have exceptional energy.
Okay.
And then earth works with ox, dragon,
what about Jeb Bush?
Goat, or dog.
What? Which one's Jeb Bush?
Please clap.
Low energy, Jeb?
Yeah. It was just an off year for him.
Okay. He's the cat.
Yeah. He didn't wake up for this election.
Oh, poor Jeb.
Yeah. So also within these cycles, it's said that every 12 years is supposed to be a bad year for you. So if you turn 12, 24, 36, 48, et cetera, it's going to be a rough year for you. But I'll say it'd be really boring if everyone born in 1991 was gentle, calm, and sympathetic. Luckily, you have even more that you can use to find out about your personality. Use things to month, day, and hour.
And based on which second you were born.
I wish.
That'd I was be born crazy. In the second of the sloth. That'd be cool.
Yeah. No, it uses the same animals. I'm sorry to tell you this. So,
well, it's got god animals, like the god-tiered black tortoise, right?
That's the blue-eyes white dragon, yeah.
Okay.
So I kind of alluded to this before, but the year you were born in dictates your outer animal. That's what you put out into the world and what other people see. The month you were born in is your inner animal. These are traits that you have, but people rarely ever see. The day you were born on is your true animal. This is who you will become as you grow older. And the hour you were born is your secret animal, and this is who you are underneath everything else. And all of those elements that I said before, like when metal works with a monkey or a rooster, those elements can be affixed to these inner, true, and secret animals if you want to know what your element is for those. So you can also take the animal descriptions from all those ones I said before and apply them to these other three personality traits. And the month is pretty easy to walk through. These are all based on lunar calendars, so it can usually be like February through January, but I'm going to give more exact dates. So your inner animal, so February 4th through March 5th makes you a tiger. March 6th through April 4th is a rabbit. April 5th through March or through May 4th is the dragon. May 5th through June 5th is a snake. June 6th through July 6th is the horse. July 7th through August 6th is the goat. August 7th through September 7th is the monkey. September 8th through October 7th is the rooster. October 8th through November 6th is the dog. November 7th through December 6th is the pig. December 7th through January 5th is the rat. And January 6th through February 3rd is the ox.
Okay. 00 colon 00 colon 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 001 is the rat. 00 colon 00 colon 002
this is your second
is the ox.
So your inner animal is a rabbit.
Hey, look at that. That's my what animal? Which one?
Your inner animal.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Now I'm so happy.
Do you know what day of the week you were born on?
Saturday-ish. Well, that means that I'm not committed to that answer, but I think I may be.
Oh,
let me... Hey Siri, what day was April 1st, 1989?
There you go. It was Saturday.
All right.
Thanks, Siri. So these are your true animals, and they doubled up some of these animals because there's 12 animals, only 7 days in a week. So if you're born on a Sunday, your true animal is a monkey. If you're born on a Monday, your true animal is a goat. Tuesday would be the dragon and the pig. Oh. Wednesday is a rooster and the horse. Thursday is the rat. Friday is a rabbit, snake, and dog. And Saturday is the ox and the tiger.
Mm.
So I'm a horse and a rooster, and you're an ox and a tiger.
Yeah.
And then the hour is your secret animal, and these shake out. There's a bunch of mnemonics to go through these, but keeping it simple, every 2 hours the animal changes and it goes in order of the 12. So starting at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. is the rat. The next 2 hours is the ox.
This would be the coolest clock, by the way.
And then the tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake. So what do you know what hour you were born?
Like noonish, between noon and 2-ish.
Perfect, because 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the horse. So your secret animal is the horse.
Ah,
my secret animal is the snake. So I won't walk through all those.
So you're secretly like how I am on the outside?
Yes. Secretly, I'm a snake. That's why we work so well together, John.
Yeah, because snakes and goats always get along together.
I know that song, and I'm not making it up.
Well, I was going to rhyme it with weather, but you ruined it.
Oh, well, I ruin everything. I'm a dad.
You should
I ruin
everything. Goat.
I should just go it.
Back to the start of this episode. Start over.
Pokemon Go back to the... So this is all fine and dandy, but what's it used for, John?
The goats ba.
Yeah, they go. Eh.
Oh yeah, they do kind of. Yeah, they kind of like.
Yeah, they block.
They ew.
They that's sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the European way of saying it.
Yeah,
absolutely. What are they for? They're for.
Yeah, why? What are you going to use the zodiac for?
Dividing us up into our own insecurities.
That's 100% what it is for.
Is it?
No, I mean yes, but no one's ever going to admit that.
Okay.
So since things go in cycles, a lot of people will use these to plan out their year. Like plan out if you know you're gonna have a year of success, maybe it's time to start putting all your energy into that novel you've been meaning to finish. Or if it's going to be a bad year, like you're going to turn 24 or something like that, or it's an animal that's incompatible with your animal, lay low, keep your head low, don't talk to people,
don't
try any new projects.
Gross. Not into it.
Yeah, but I mean you can use that to plan ahead and just keep an ear out for how your year is going to go. I also don't like that because like if you go into a year thinking it's going to suck, then your year is probably going to suck.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of compatibility charts out there. People will figure out if they're compatible with a partner based on their zodiac sign. I mean, we do that with Western.
Yeah, I met a friend once that said that my an Aries wasn't compatible with them and we couldn't be friends. And I was like, thanks for saving me the time.
Yeah. Supposedly, like, I'm a Leo. My wife's a Taurus. And apparently those aren't compatible, but we've been married for seven years.
You're making a mistake, man.
I know. But there's all kinds of charts out there that say what you line up to on the Chinese zodiac. I won't go into that. There's also like the rat works well with a dragon, rabbit, or an ox, but doesn't work well with a goat, horse, or rooster. It's a huge list. I'm not going to walk through those. But I will say I have all of these linked on our website. So if you want to figure it out, just go to our website and check the show notes. Actually, you don't even have to go to our website. It's in the episode. What do you call those?
Description?
Yeah. That thing. And then maybe the most fascinating one is people use the Chinese zodiac to decide when to have a child.
Mm.
I was talking to Josh Winky, friend and past guest of the show, because he lives in Hong Kong. I was asking him if he had any advice about covering the Chinese zodiac. And he said that people will plan out when to have children just so they can have them under the zodiac sign that they want. And I'm sure this happens in the Western zodiac as well, but it's a lot more broad just because the whole year will be the rat or the ox or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said that it's most popular to have a child under the years of the dragon. And since he works at a school, he said they actually have a lot of trouble with admissions when a bunch of children born under the year of the dragon start coming through school because there's just so many of them, they can't get them through the door. So I think that that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So people take this stuff seriously. And there's so much more to it. Like, a lot of people will use the Chinese zodiac and feng shui, which I think probably deserves its own episode.
Yeah.
Like, there's lucky directions and stuff, and people will use that to say, I need to point my furniture this direction and not that direction. My furniture needs to be this color, not that color. There's lucky and unlucky colors. There's also lucky flowers.
I hope Stranger Still Teal is lucky.
It's lucky to us.
Yeah.
But after the break, I'm going to quiz you on some. But if you're curious, like if this strikes your fancy, I'd go investigate on your own. Of course, China Highlights has actually really good like infographs on the lucky and unlucky stuff. So if this is your thing, go there, check it out. Links on our episode notes. We'll take a break and we'll play a little game when we come back. How's that sound?
Pretty good.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, fine.
Fine. John.
Yeah.
Where can people find us?
Online at the website.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And they can also find us on the thing where they do the stuff.
Yes, on your phone.
On your phone. You
With
know,
your ears.
Not enough people left us a review lately. So if you haven't left us a review, you
should. Okay. Wow. Stern.
Hey, while you're on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Go to patreon.com/flyingmachine.
Right.
You can kick a few bucks our way.
You always kick a few bucks. Have you ever punch them?
No.
Okay. Headbutt
them? That's too violent.
Wow.
You can put on your Iron Man glove and use an energy blast to send a few bucks our way.
Nerd.
I've been reading comics. Shut up. and in return, you get a lot of cool stuff. You get like a newsletter and bonus episodes and... we've got a whole year of bonus episodes now.
We're
coming up on 2 years. We got a whole rat.
Yep.
And it's not that much.
Well,
I think we almost have 2 years. That's a lot.
You just said it's not as much as 1 year and then it went up to two?
No, I meant a whole cycle of 12 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
quiz
me.
I got a quiz for you. So, I've taken one lucky...
I have a particular set of skills, so not a big deal for me if you take
down.
Anything.
Okay. I'm going to find out your zodiac animal.
Yeah.
I took one of each animal, took one of their lucky or unlucky things.
Put them on a boat.
Put them on a boat. Crossed
put
it
on
over.
Some music.
I made up some of these, so you got to tell me which ones are true and which ones are false, which ones I made up.
Okay. Okay.
And if you get 7 right, I'm going to give you a real pet dragon.
Whoa.
And if you don't get 7 right, your toenails are going to get chewed off by a rat.
Oh.
So here we go.
What?
Speaking of rats, one of their lucky colors is blue.
Oh.
True or false?
What? I'm going to say, oh man, I'm going to say true.
Correct.
Yeah.
It is blue. What was your thinking there?
I thought about, I was like, I wonder if this has any relation to anything Japanese in Pokemon.
Oh.
And if that has any correlation, because it's popular in Asia, in Central. And I was like, Rattata's blue-gray.
He's purple, but you're colorblind, so I'll let it slide. So some of these have logic, some of them don't. I'll just leave it there. The ox, one of their unlucky directions is southwest. Airlines.
Yeah, there's an ox that drank a little too much on the plane with those little bartinis and threw up his whole oxen lunch.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say false.
Incorrect. You should have gone with your gut. That is true. So that's only one.
They don't like southwest?
Yeah, they don't like southwest.
Okay.
The tiger, one of the unlucky colors is brown.
Yeah, that's like decay. That's like, you know, they're not into it because it's not green and lush. Like they're big tiger fields they play around in.
I thought I could get you with this one because tigers are kind of brown.
Not to me. They're orange.
Well, they got like dark blackish brownish stripes.
I don't know what that color looks like.
That's true. That you're correct.
They look like coffee. So
the rabbit.
Okay.
One of the lucky directions is west.
No, rabbits only go two directions. It's up and down, dude.
Man, you're so right. It's false. Their lucky directions are northwest, east, and south. So
I'm
try making that
animal
one
rescuer extraordinaire.
Yeah,
I get these guys.
That's true. But do you get a dragon?
Mm.
One of their lucky colors is green.
One of the dragon's lucky colors is green.
Yes, true or false?
I don't know. I'm trying to read your
face.
Body language. Yeah.
Now we got to do an episode on body language.
It sounds
experts.
Too easy. It sounds too easy. It sounds too easy.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, the dragons are green, easy. Nick. Dragons are green in general. Green is
okay.
Color of like a lucky emeralds and stuff.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, like jade.
They do the hoard gold.
Yeah. I mean, it could
that's
go with gold.
Green.
This was the hardest one because it's the easiest. I'm going to say false, Nick.
It is false. You're correct. Blue and green are unlucky. Gold, silver, and gray are their lucky colors.
Yep. Gold.
Exactly. The snake, one of their lucky numbers, is 8.
I'm going to say yes, because they could probably make it with their body.
Correct. You are correct. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is like the best you've ever done on one of our games.
With the dumbest logic for why I'm picking the answers.
So a horse, one of their lucky flowers is the plantain lily.
The plantain lily. Well, they like to get out there and run. Get out in them fields.
Uh-huh.
And they don't like lilies. They're daisy fans. That is false, Nicholas.
It is false, but your logic is wrong because one of the lucky flowers is the calla lily or jasmine. For the goat.
Called cauliflower. But,
oh, sorry. Yeah. I did mistype that.
It's a wonderful supplement for pizza crust.
Sure. Go for it. The goat, one of the unlucky colors is.
LeBron. What? Well, that's what people call him.
Yeah, I guess so. One of the unlucky colors is purple.
Goats don't like purple? Nah, dude. Purple's royalty. Purple is like the color
of... You think goats are royalty?
Yeah, like Satan. Satan's royal. Isn't he?
No.
Why is he not? He's like the royal prince that fell from the heavens of
That was a fallen angel.
Okay.
I don't think angels are royal.
Who's the king of hell? Lucifer. And he has like the head of a goat sometimes, right?
Sure.
They like purple, dude. They like it. And they like purple mattresses because they're so soft. And you know that mattress technology, like memory foam, is
we're not sponsored.
Older
save it.
Than
save
VHS?
It. Save it.
Okay.
Save it. For when we get sponsored by purple. So is that true or false?
What was the question?
One of their unlucky colors is purple.
False.
You are correct.
They love purple. I told you
lucky.
I'm nailing this.
It's one of their lucky colors along with brown and red. Blue and black are their unlucky colors, and I would say usually blue and black are unlucky colors.
Yeah, because they're like hell royalty. They're always in all those paintings.
Oh, I was going to say blue and black are unlucky like a black eye.
Yes.
Yeah.
Getting punched in the face sucks.
So, monkey. One of the lucky flowers is a chrysanthemum.
Mm. Every monkey's got a mum. You know, a mum and a pup. So it is true.
You're correct. Thank you so much. You only got one wrong. Now I gotta come up with a pet dragon.
You didn't expect that, did
no
you? The odds were like it was like ridiculously impossible for me to do that.
I do have a beanie baby dragon I could give you.
I'm gonna sleep with the next one on that table.
Yeah. The rooster, one of the, the only unlucky direction is north.
For a rooster?
Yes.
The only unlucky direction?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
False. The actual unlucky direction is east.
I was going to say that roosters are always hanging out, made out of metal on top of rooftops.
Right, yeah. I was hoping you'd go.
And it always blows north.
Yeah.
Because
that's,
you know, where all the, when you're in the south.
That's where all the stuff is. That's
where all the wind blows.
The dog, one of the lucky colors is, I have two listed here.
Okay.
But it says one of the lucky colors is red and green.
For what?
A dog.
Oh, dogs, first of all, are really bad at seeing red.
Yes, they are colorblind like you.
And they can't see red. They could see like cyan, green,
yeah,
stuff like that. So like, nah.
Incorrect.
What?
It's true.
They can't even see it.
I know. I was trying to get you there and I did. Got you on these last two. And then the pig, the very last one, one of the lucky flowers is a daisy.
Daisy? That's the flower of the horse or something that I made up earlier.
Yeah.
I'm going to say true.
Correct. That is true. You only got three wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's your pet dragon, John.
What's its name?
James Franco.
Oh, wow. That's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good actor. I don't know how he hasn't been in a lot lately, has he?
No.
Okay.
He was in that Tommy Wiseau movie.
Okay. Tommy Wiseau. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not even a pun. It's just his name's just James Franco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You know, I think we'll keep it here.
Okay. That's
fine. Thanks, though.
He's kind of big. He takes up the entire room.
No, yeah.
Well, I think that'll do it for this week. Because I'm still Nick.
Oh, I'm still the snake.
It's Nick, it's Nag, and this is
Stranger Still.
I give you the Incredible Flying Machine.